702 Drive, it's that time of the week where we do what we call minding your money. Often we speak about things in the moment and decisions you need to make, but then there's the long-term stuff as well. Those financial storms that have already buffeted you, but are definitely coming again and possibly coming a lot stronger. Let's talk about this then with certified financial planner Paul Roelofse, our regular guest. Paul, you've written something where you say there are some crucial steps we need to protect the money and the assets that we have. Let's go through them one by one. First of all, you talk about the really substantial importance of insurance. Say more about that. I mean, does one need more insurance, or do you just need to read the small print better?
Hi, John. Yes, certainly. You know, what we have to frame now is that, you know, we've got an election coming up next month. We've got some storms brewing in the global arena. So how does that impact on our personal financial planning? And that's really what it is. It's kind of like a checklist and something that we've got to make sure that is in place. And it even means outside the political arena and economic arena, is we've got that weather problem that we had down in the Western Cape recently, you know, with all the storms and things.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on. And so I'm saying that let's go back a little and see what we actually covered for. You know, we are what your insurance policy actually gives you. Does it really give you a thing in the event of a massive storm? You know, a lot of us think we've got an insurance policy and we only find out what we're covered for when we claim. I'm saying let's dig a little deeper. But insurance also means that we've got to look at life-changing events too. You know, if I lose a life or I'm disabled or,
right,
you know, I can't work for a period of time, are all those particular policies really covering me? Medical aid, you know, the plan that I'm on, does it really give me the benefit? So the first step in this preparation or review is to make sure that I'm insured. But remember too, John, that insurance is only in place when I don't have the assets. If I've got the assets in place already, then I can, you know, insurance isn't really necessary.
Yeah.
If I've got enough money in the bank and I've got enough things on my balance sheet, insurance becomes a little bit more less prominent. So insurance is the first thing, but I'm saying that we've got to really look at what we're actually covered for. And I'm afraid to say that most of us just take out an insurance policy and hope.
Yeah, and forget about it. Now, you also introduced the concept of emergency savings and contingency plans. Yes. Is that a number, Paul?
Yes.
Is it, you know, it would be different for everybody else, but what do you measure it in months? No. How do you measure it?
John, absolutely imperative. You know, it's a figure between 3 and 6 months of your monthly expenses that you have to have in cash, John.
Yes.
And the longer and the more you have, the more peace of mind you're going to have. Because when a life-changing event comes across, like I lost my job, I go back to those poor people that suffered with that that big devastation in KwaZulu-Natal two years ago. You know, it was devastating, and people couldn't find jobs, and they didn't have enough money to see them through. And so what we do is we set up in a sound financial plan, we set up a six-month at least contingency fund. If the geyser packs in, if the car breaks down, if I need new tires, all those kinds of things, we can dip into that because it's unforeseen expenses. If I lose my job, I've got 6 months, John, to make a plan. So we say the longer you can have that as an immediate provision, as a contingency plan, the better.
Thank you so much. Paul Roelofse, certified financial planner. The third suggestion he makes is that you should be constantly assessing your financial health, budgets, investments, financial strategies, and more. And we'll continue with that with Paul Roelofse in the days and weeks to come.